Parsha brings Shpatim Chaf Gimel Chaf Hei Chaf Vav. The Parsha talks about if Kai Yisrael observes the mitzvos, if Kai Yisrael observes the mitzvos, they'll be rewarded. Avatas Bavatem Hashem Olkechem Berach Sachmach Besamecha, you'll be blessed with your bread and your water. Vasros Mecha Mikibecha, I'll take away all your sickness from you. Then it says, Rosia Meshakela Vakara Biarsecha. There will not be any women having miscarriages, Vakara or barren women. They'll have children. And I will complete or fill the days of your life. Says this one, what does that mean? Rosia Meshaka Vakara Biarsecha, Bofen Shetuchu, Ramid Espinechem. You won't miscarry, you'll have children, you'll learn Torah with them. And I will fulfill and I will complete rather the days of your life or the number of your days. Shetichyu kemidas hashemen. I'm not sure what all this means are both sides, so please I apologize. I should have put this in parentheses over here. A couple lines, right? Vinei. That's the pshat. Okay, I guess you guys took a little while to figure that one out, right? Vinei, the mlos l'adam. Mispar Yomav, when a person completes the days of his life, he has a full life, Yira Agarov, usually what will happen is he'll see, generally speaking, the average, the normal thing is he'll see Banim, Levanav, he'll see grandchildren, children to his children. Yuchalam, they'll be able to teach them. Amro, as we know the famous Chazal, Odatom Vanechom, Levanechom, sorry, the Pasuk, okay? Yisukan, Bechayas Kenim, and through the life of the elders, it'll be fixed up, it'll be taken care of, in Yonei Hadoros, the matter of the generations. Kamosha Siper, Shekara, B'inyan Levi, Kosv Amram. Famous Chazal, that Levi lived the longest, and therefore he saw great-grandchildren, and therefore he had to teach them Torah. They got their link to sin that was greater, was stronger, produced bigger Gedolim. That's what the Sforno says. If you think about Rabosei, it's unbelievable to me. You think about, what's the first, there's two brachas here, right? Explains each bracha. Mm-hmm. And each bracha basically the same thing. You can teach them Torah, your children, your grandchildren, fine, beautiful, wonderful bracha. Mm-hmm. If you ask me, someone who would have had a miscarriage, or someone who had no barren, can't have children, you have a bracha, you'll have children, no miscarriages, you'll give birth to a healthy child. What a bracha. What's the bracha? A child. You'll have nachas, you won't have the tragedy, the tsar of not having children, not having a miscarriage, right? What a simcha, what a bracha for someone. You have children, you see them grow up, you work with them, you talk to them, you have nachas from them, they learn Torah, beautiful, beautiful bracha. And talk about long life, okay, you'll have, live to see grandchildren, you'll have a life of getting nachas from the grandchildren, you have a life of doing mitzvahs, a lifelong more years of mitzvahs. Isn't that the biggest thing in the world? That's the biggest chus. You have children, you have grandchildren. You have generations, see generations come from you. You have nachas from them. But more than that, you live a life of Torah mitzvahs. That's what we're here for. What a tremendous chus it is. It says it's foreign, that's not what it means. There's no question, a big chus. But don't get me wrong, it's a big bracha. No question about it. To live and to be able to be shomer Torah. Why do we want to live? We want to live to be shomer Torah mitzvahs. Get more schar, get more om haba. Says this one is the biggest chus. It's the biggest chus. The biggest bracha. What's the bigger bracha than that? When you have a chance to teach children Torah, teach grandchildren Torah, like he says, which means mesukan in yonei hadoros. That continuity, that link to Sinai, the generations, one after the other, from Sinai, the Torah is being handed down from Moshe Rabbeinu and Sinai. Next generation, you have that participation, that link to ensure that Torah remains strong and steadfast. You have the schus to be able to, and the best way is obviously through your children. That's probably the most normal one, the most easiest way, the natural way. You have a connection to your children, connection to your grandchildren. But the word is a chance to go ahead, an opportunity to go ahead and teach someone Torah, to be part of that link, to be part of that continuity, Hemshech HaDoros. In Yonei Hadoros, in Mesuka, they'll be fixed through the Canaan, through the grandparents. They'll be the Hemshech Hadoros of continuing the Torah that was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, and from Moshe Rabbeinu that he taught to us in Sinai, What a zchus. That's more than just you know, living and learning and doing Torah and mitzvahs. That's the biggest zchus, to be part of that hemshech hadoros, he says. And that's what both of these brachas are. Not to have miscarriages, to not be barren, to have a long life. The purpose, the greatest, obviously it's more than just, as I said before also, but it's the greatest aspect that Sfarno focuses on is one thing, to have an opportunity, to have a chance to go ahead and have Hemshech HaDoros, to see the continuity and be involved in the transmitting that link from Sinai, transmitting the Torah from Sinai to future Doros. I assume it applies not just, and it's not, I don't know if it's muchuch, but it sounds like that's what the United Doros means, not just to someone's children, to anybody. If you can be part of that link, if you can be a Rebbe, if you're a teacher, you're a tutor, forget about being a Rebbe, you're a tutor, and you go help someone continue that link and continue learning the Torah, and him and his children, his family, and his environment, his friends, they'll be involved in Torah learning that we got from Sinai. That's the most tremendous thing in the world, they're both saying. Then the Medrash goes in Parshat Tzava. It's not really related to these two shmuzim, but they're too good not to say. I'm sorry about this. I apologize. And it goes on the first part of Tzava, by the Shemen, by the menorah. So he says, Kiner mitzvah Torah or. Famous pasuk. Ner is a mitzvah and Torah is or. Mao. What does that mean? Kiner mitzvah Torah. Kiner mitzvah. What does it mean? Ner is a mitzvah. Ela shakombi sha'osa. Mitzvah. If someone does a mitzvah, ki'igo maduk ner from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like he's lighting a candle in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. U'mechaya nafsho, when he makes himself live, he makes his nefesh live. Shnikris ner, because your nefesh is called a ner. Shnemar ner ha'shnish mech'adam. Therefore, it's like you're a big schush, like you're lighting a candle, u'mechaya your nefesh, fine. U'mal v'torah or, what does it mean, Torah or? Torah is light, what does that mean? Ela harbei pamim. Let's be real. Come on, guys. Let's be real. We all know that many times Adam mechaviv b'libo, he thinks in his heart, he has a tremendous desire. I want to do lasas mitzvah. I want to do a mitzvah. A certain mitzvah comes up to do. He has to give stucca to someone, or who knows, buy a beautiful of an estrig, whatever the case is. Right? He wants to do a mitzvah. He wants this mitzvah of giving stucca to aniyim. V'yetzer hara shebesocha omer. But then pops up the Yetzer and says, come on, Mal Chalasos mitzvah. What do you want to do this mitzvah for? You want to give away $1,000 to someone? U'machashas techosecha, you lose some money. Come on, it's too much. What are you doing? Asha tanosen acherim, instead of giving it to someone else, tell him vanecha, you have $1,000, give it to your son, give it to your grandchild, give it to the mishpach, give it to your wife, give it to someone. What are you getting? Come on, you're throwing it out to other people out there. Come on. V'yetzer tov, omer lo, tell him mitzvah, no, the mitzvah, not the mitzvah, back and forth, has struggle inside him. He wants to do the mitzvah, then he doesn't want to, he has to fight. So what do you do? How do you take care? How do you solve the problem? Ray, here's the solution on both sides. Ray Maksiv, Kiner mitzvah. And there's the mitzvah, Mahaner hazeh, Kishudolek, Afiu elef alafim, Karyonim, Karoyanin, how do I pronounce it? Visebokin, Madrikin hemenu. Whatever those words mean, but you can have a tremendous amount of lights and candles and lanterns, whoever they are, right? Hope you didn't work too hard on that one, right? Okay, right? So even tens of thousands of thousands of lights can be lit from there. Malik and Hemet or Mukomo. Nothing happens. You can light a million. Doesn't take it away. You put one, the original candle is still there. Another one doesn't stop mechaser the candle. Kach komi sheyiten l'mitzvah. So too, someone who gives, whoever gives from mitzvah, he does not lose out. And the Shulchan Aruch says it. We pass like that. It's often a Shulchan Aruch. A guy gives stucca, he does not lose out. He will not lose a penny. L'kach nemar, kiner mitzvah Torah or. Torah is like a candle, it's like a light. The more you give, it doesn't take away. You still have the original candle. So the Shiva Tzal says, this is like unbelievable. We're talking about a guy, you tell him that, this is like a, he must have went through Chovos Levavos 47 million times, right? You tell him, I'm giving you $1,000 away. You're not going to lose anything. Wouldn't have made a difference. You won't have any more money in your pocket or any less money in your pocket. Either you would have lost anyway, you get it back. Whatever the reason is, you're not going to lose a penny. Really? I mean, if people would believe that, they would give all the money, or at least the Meister and the Chomish, whatever it is, whatever you can do. There's no, why not? You don't lose anything. Teres, that's a very high madrega, you know, it's not so pashut, you know, it's, we try a little bit, we try a certain amount, but that's this person who responds and says, you know, okay, I'll give the money because I'm not going to lose any money. He's a baal madrega, baal betachon. Why don't you just go ahead and tell him the real reason? He's such a baal emuna, he's such a believer in chazal, he takes your word for it, this is like pure emuna, pure betachon. I mean, there's no right, whatever, just you believe what chazal say. Why don't you tell him the real reason? You know why you do the mitzvah? Hashem commanded you to do it. If you do, you get schar, om haba. If you don't do, you get gehenna, you get punished. That's the real reason, right? Well, you're not going to lose the money. Come on. What's the real reason why you do the mitzvah? What do you tell him? Hashem told you to do it. Like, wake up, guy. Come on. That's what you're here for. That's what Hashem wants from you. And you know what? You get schar also if you want, you get punished. Otherwise, just tell him the basics. You give him a whole chazal, a bitachon, I mean, if he's right for that, let him listen to the basic approach. Like, what are you hacking the training for? There's Rabosai. You're right, he's a big baal betochen. He'll try. It's not guaranteed, obviously, but there's you know, hopefully he'll mechazik himself in that. But that's because the it's so hard, and this is the reality. It's not just the Yetzer, obviously, but that's the tev of the mensch. It's so hard. A person's attraction, a person's connection to his money is so, so hard. It's so hard to give away something, to give away money. And the way to do it, the kosher way, it's not a treif way. Well, you get it back, don't worry. That's what you might think. Come on, that's not the reason why. That's you're avoiding the issue. You're avoiding the mitzvah. That's not the no. That's kosher. As Chazal always say, you have to be mocked in the sayon. We try to make the challenge a little easier. You know how you make it easier? By telling him, which hopefully he can hear. He's a potential in my brain can hear that. I'm not going to lose. You tell him, you're not going to lose. Don't worry. Oh, I'm not going to lose. Oh, now it's a little easier. Okay, he's not convinced 100%. He might still have to draw in his Hashem Shalif do it, submit some, Machuyev, Olam Ba, Olam Shkehenim, whatever, that's all part of it. But the first thing, and the kosher way, it's not a kunz, it's not a trick, it's not a falseness, it's not a sheker. The truth is, it's the truth. It's not going to make you lose. And therefore, you tell him that. Why? Because even though he's a big, he expects me about big Baal Betochen, but he still has that problem. I can't give away the money. It's too hard. It's such an attraction. It's such a connection to money. And therefore, you have to try somehow to make him realize it's not going to cost you a penny. It might work. It might not. It doesn't say for sure, you know, but that's the way to do it. By being mocked in the silent, take away, limit, mitigate in the silent, make it smaller. It shouldn't be so hard because that the silent is very, very hard. As we see every day, that's true all the time on both sides. So there's nothing wrong. So we have to realize two things. Number one, that how powerful the lure and the attraction to keep one's money is. And number two, it's not treif. There's nothing wrong with telling him, which seems to be not the real reason, because we're supposed to use seichel and figure out how to combat the Yetzirah by telling him it's not such a big deal. You're not losing. You know, you have to fight the Yetzirah and know what makes him, what'll kill him. What'll kill him is that, you know, I'm going to miss it because it's not so hard. I'm not losing anything. It's not a problem. Take away that kill the Yetzer, knock it away. You know, it's not the real reason, but it's the true reason. It's not false, Chas v'Shalom, but that's what you have to do. You have to be smart in terms of how to fight the Yetzer. I just give an example. Let's say, you know, it's a fast day, and it's coming, it's 5 o'clock, you know, I'm so hungry, you know. So you could mechazik yourself. I have to go ahead and fast. It's a mitzvah to fast. Let me forget about it. Don't worry about it. I'm hungry. Fine. No. You know what? I don't like the chicken anyway, and the food for afterwards is not gonna make me feel good anyway. So I can take away the Yetzirah. That's how you fight the Yetzirah in a different way. You know, the real reason why you fast is fast. Hashem wants you to fast. But so what are you missing? You're not missing so much. You're missing some of the old chicken they'll serve and the who knows what and the whatever else, the salad I don't like anyway, you know, it's not so good anyways. What am I missing, right? That's not the real reason, but just an example of both of how do you have to use seichel to figure out how to encourage yourself and take away the monim, the distractions, the things that take away from doing a mitzvah with the fight in a way which you might say is not the real answer, but it's mocked in the sayon. That's the right and appropriate and real answer.
That's
Pshat
Torah Or that's
Pshat
Near Mitzvah?
What?
That's
Pshat
Torah Or
Near
Mitzvah.
I don't know. I think that's Pshat in the... He uses both. Both. I mean, because that's Torah Or. That's the Pshat, I think. I mean, he brings Near Mitzvah here also. Right? Torah Or has it's like a candle, and therefore never doesn't deplete. That's what it means, right? It doesn't get less.
The Torah's not about learning Torah. Torah's not about learning Torah. It's about just doing Mitzvah.
I guess he means that maybe, I don't know, maybe Near Mitzvah Torah. I don't know. I'm not sure what he's saying exactly. He brings in Reh Matzvah Near Mitzvah. Right, it's a mitzvah, and therefore, David doesn't take away. I don't know.
We hold it for the mitzvah, even besides the tzedakah, we hold it for all mitzvahs, we hold it for the mitzvah.
I don't mean, what do you mean?
I know what you say about tzedakah. If you spend money, you
get, what else? What
I spend money and when I buy Hanukkah candles, I get my money back.
For the mitzvahs, you mean?
Yeah.
You spend the money.
If I buy tefillin, I get the mitzvah money back?
I don't know. I didn't think about that. But,
I'm just curious. I don't really
get this. Chor, yes. It's not that you don't get the money back. It means you're not losing out. Because that money was given to you for a certain purpose. You don't use it for that. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. Think about that. I'm not sure.